lights, and we're ready. My sound checks keep getting faster and faster, mostly by necessity, not through skill or anything, just mostly necessity. But I'm now joined by Hound and Handler. How's it going, guys?
Hey, doing great. How you doing, Mellow Max?
I'm doing great. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Next to me here is Sean Davis playing the mandolin and
hello.
Singing.
Hello. Hi.
And, hello, hello.
My name is Ross Kaya.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you. And we are, so there's typically a third, but your third is busy
yes.
with an adult job, doing
Ooh,
adult
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Strictly coolness. He's cooler than us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Better yeah. things to do, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Happens to the best of us.
Mm. Just kidding. I can't think of anything better than being here with Mellow Max.
Aw, shucks, you
I
guys.
I agree.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere. So would you like to start us off with a song?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do a little instrumental called Beans at Midnight, and then we'll go into a song called Just Another Song.
A good old medley.
Excellent.
Cornbread when I'm hungry, whiskey when I'm driving, in the dawn when I'm
Awesome. All right. First two songs down. Good work, guys.
Thanks.
Excellent. And if you could just bring the mics a little closer to your faces or vice versa.
Sure.
For the talking bits.
You got it.
Yeah, I think that both of those. Oh, you switched them up on me.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was like trying to figure out which number's which. Okay. Yeah. You're kind of crisscrossing. Oh, I got it. All right. I should color code them, maybe.
They kind of are. You got yellow
someday.
Up here, right up here.
Someday.
Just playing pranks.
Yeah.
Color
All right.
coding can always wait.
Yeah.
It's a fine thing to procrastinate on. There's more important stuff out there.
That's right. That's what I always say. All right. So, you guys are Hound and Handler. Where'd your name come from?
Oh, it came from the movie Best in Show. Not a specific quote, but just love that movie. And, you know, it's funny. It started off as Hounds and Handler, but I didn't like the idea that, you know, one person was the handler and the others were the hounds. But it's funny now that it's just two of us.
It came in and out of that a little bit.
Now that it's two of us, and it just seems like one of us is the hound and one of us is the handler. So
yeah,
it follows me around, I guess.
We get asked, right?
Somebody asks that just about every show.
And the answer is me. I am the handler, even though I don't sing lead. or play.
Hey, I drove here.
And I'm stuck. Do you have it handled?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'm so happy to hear it. All right. So you guys are Boston-based.
Yeah, I'm from Boston. Sean's from Worcester area, but we like to say we're from Boston.
Indeed.
How'd you arrive at this sound, being two Massachusetts boys?
Yeah.
Or three, rather.
Yeah, but, three of us, yeah.
Goes way back.
Sean and I both went to Keene State in New Hampshire for about a year, and Sean's dad is a bluegrass musician, so Sean sort of introduced me to a lot of this stuff, and then we both transferred out, and then we're both in Western Mass for a little while and met back up and started playing some of this stuff, and over the past maybe 5 years, it's just grown and got more into it.
Yeah. It was always surprising that we came to like and enjoy listening to bluegrass casually, just as 19, 20-year-old college students, because, like, I always thought it was pretty cool. There was something unique about it. I never thought I'd be, like, sitting around a dorm room, like, having a good time with my friend listening to it. And that kind of just, like, lasted after we were, you know, I went and you went to art school.
Yep.
I went and I joined a band that I still work with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of met back up when COVID started.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Nothing else to do.
Yep.
Thanks, pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're boys again.
Nice.
Yeah, no, but it is a very cool sound, and there's like a surprisingly large bluegrassy, folky, like country. I feel like that's a dirty word.
Yeah, I know. Americana seems to encapsulate that's right. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my questions for you guys was what genre are you? But I think that kind of.
Yeah, that's usually what I say, because I wouldn't say that we're a straight up bluegrass band. It's, you know, that can be a pretty rigid term depending on who you're asking, but I like the idea of Americana, you know, being flexible, and you know, it's generally an American sound, even though a lot of it is you know, well, the banjo, for example, you know, is an African instrument originally, but then you sort of combine that with the Irish and Scottish songs that were played in Appalachia, and that's sort of
the mandolins from Italy,
right? Yeah So it's, you know, we call it an American music, but obviously there's nothing really American in America. Everything comes from somewhere else, so I don't know. Yeah.
And there's your music history lesson today. That was really interesting. Thanks.
For real.
Yeah.
Right on.
Would you guys like to play another song for
us? Sure. Do you want to play one of the old ones? You want to grab your guitar? We'll do this one called Good Old Mountain Dew. That's, I don't know, it goes back to at least the 20s, but probably further than that. Mountain Dew, of course, is a soda. Not anything more than that.
Yeah.
That's the official soda of video games. And I'm pretty sure that's what this song is about. I can't be totally sure, but I'm pretty sure.
But we learned this from the Stanley Brothers, right? And that's about as bluegrass can get for all you folks listening out there. If you want to know where it comes from, that's the stuff. And they were really smart musical people, those old first generation bluegrassers.
That's why he became Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Dr. Ralph Stanley, yeah.
All right, shall we?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Down here from me, there's an old holly tree way in there. jug with that good old Mountain Dew. If you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Whew.
It's that moonshine music.
Hey, it's soda.
I mean, oh, sorry. All right, kids, don't listen.
Yeah, that's right. Soda. Good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Best paired with a Doritos.
All right, so let's see. What's your? I don't know. It's a long trip to Appalachia from here. Where do you like to go for inspiration for your music? Either. Sonically or physically?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think the nice thing about this kind of music is there's kind of like a shared songbook. You know, it's like wherever you go, there's going to be a community of people who know a bunch of the same either songs, you know, lyric songs or tunes, you know, fiddle tunes. And so it's nice, you know, it's kind of like, even though, you know, we're nowhere near where this stuff started, it just kind of shows up everywhere. And then obviously, you know, being around Berkeley and in the music schools, you know, a community comes up because of that as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice in the, like, I have a lot of friends that go to Canada regularly just to hang out and play music, and they have like this whole catalog of instrumental fiddle music that it is so unique. I can't really describe how it sounds, but like Canadian fiddle, every place on this globe has its own fiddle music. Like really when you get down to it, whether you know it or not.
True.
So I'm not sure I even have an answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's all pretty unique everywhere.
Yeah, it shows up everywhere, but every region has kind of its own style that's somewhat unique, even though it's a lot of the same songs right. and stuff.
If you wanted to be popular, like you obviously would go to Nashville or like California True. Or something like that.
Are there any musicians that you guys like to listen to that listeners might be surprised to hear that you listen to?
I'm a big Wilco fan. I love Nels Klein's guitar playing.
Right on.
And that's one of many, I guess.
Sure. I like some hyper pop, so I've listened to a lot of like Dorian Electra and then like Charlie XCX. That
Charlie
stuff
XCX
gets me
at.
Hell yeah. Brad Summer.
Oh yeah, and speaking of, I mean, Brad Summers really bridged the synesthetic gap between music and color. If you had to pick a color for your music, what color would you choose?
Man, brown.
I've always liked purple.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's growing up being a guitar player, like trying to jump into the electric Jimi Hendrix stuff. Mm. That guy was always using the word purple.
Mm-hmm.
He probably only saw purple.
Speaking of synesthesia,
but
yeah.
It's always a cool color.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If you had to pick a shade of purple and a shade of brown, what shade would you choose?
Ooh. I'm not talking like almost like a burnt orange brown. Very earthy, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say Purple Mountain's Majesty from the Crayola crayon box.
Ooh. Excellent.
Is that in the box of 32 or do you have
I think 64.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. I think, if I'm remembering second grade correctly. Kind of a wild time.
Yeah, those are big boxes of crayons. I don't know.
With the crayon sharpener?
I think so, yeah.
That was badass.
that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Would you guys like to play another one for us?
Do you want to do spacing?
Yeah, let's do spacing.
Cool, yeah. This is one from our last, or from our album, which came out just about a year ago. and it's basically about dissociating when you're supposed to be in public with people.
Sometimes you gotta check out. You don't push yourself.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Awesome.
That sounded great.
Thank you. I didn't quite get my E string in tune there.
Oh, that's okay.
I tried to sneak it, but I didn't make it.
It's old fashioned tuning.
Yeah.
One time this guy said to me at a show, I was like, I better play this song in tune because it was some old tune, and I was like, I don't want to do whoever wrote this song an injustice because they're an old hero. He's like, if you were really trying to play that traditionally and do it justice, you would play it out of tune.
Yeah, man, a lot of the
stuck
the
with me
early bluegrass records, you try to go and play along with them and it's like they all tune to each other, so they're not actually in tune.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty wild. Interesting.
It's disgusting. It's beautiful.
They should include like a little snippet like in the middle or at the beginning, somewhere hidden in there for you to like tune along to. So like, oh yeah, okay, I got it, I got it.
Yeah, I give you an open E to start it.
A 460.
Mm-hmm. 460, right on.
Ooh. Whoa. We love those squeaks.
Hey, that was me.
Yeah. Oh. all right, do you have a favorite or most memorable gig that you've played?
Ooh, that's a good question. Man, the one that pops up first is we did what I call the residency, but it was just two Mondays in a row at a place that used to be called Atwoods. It's in Cambridge, but now it's called Satellite. It's owned by Remnant Brewing, and it's just a beautiful room. The previous owner was a woodworker, and the walls are just beautiful. I think oak, and the bar is, you know, has what do they call it when you, is it embossed? I don't know if it's embossed with wood.
I do not know the answer to this question. Yeah. But it is, I'll co-sign on that. It's really beautiful in there. And we're playing there again, right?
Yeah, we're playing there September 30th.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yes.
That is exciting.
Which is a Monday.
Yes, it's always a Monday there. Mm-hmm. And they're free, so.
Oh.
With a Monday.
I've heard about those Monday bluegrass. Is that in Kendall?
It's I guess it's sort of in between Kendall and Inman, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close to Kendall, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have any other gigs coming up?
We're playing at an Apple Festival in Brimfield on September 29th. And then we're playing at Notch Brewery in Alston, Brighton on October 18th. I think that's all that's on the books right now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. Let's see. So if you had to name a couple of musicians as your top influences when it comes to bluegrass or music in general, who would you name?
Mm.
You go first.
For me, John Hartford is he was a banjo and fiddle player, and he is just a one of a kind guy. And he's the guy who wrote the song "Gentle on My Mind," which Glenn Campbell made famous, and that sort of financially freed him to do whatever he wanted, and he made some really, really interesting music over the course of maybe 30 or 40 years. And he was also a riverboat captain, so he kind of had this sort of Mark Twain vibe, whereas, you know, a lot of bluegrass music is about trains and stuff like that. He had his kind of his own sector of it.
For real.
What about you?
I'd say Norman Blake is a huge one for me these days. Mm. And he had the guitar chair on the Aeroplane album.
That's right, yeah.
He's a really inventive player on top of being like a seasoned bluegrass player. Just like really creative, like out of this world creativity. And he's also, I play mandolin coming from guitar. So like I'm very much a guitar brand, guitar player, playing mandolin as a guitar player. And so I always like listen to his playing and try and just like remind myself to just like let myself be a guitar player and maybe make those funny moments happen where I think I'm playing guitar and I think the strings are tuned differently for a little bit, and it sounds very chaotic in my head, but usually it's like fine.
Yeah.
Usually you're just playing something interesting.
Yeah, I mean it's also nice not knowing what you're gonna play, you know, just like see what your fingers do.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right on indeed. Let's see. When you were picking out the order of songs, so your last album, remind me of the name.
Lies and Advice.
Lies and Advice. When you were picking out the song order,
mm-hmm.
How did you decide it?
Yeah, that's a good question. We spent a lot of time thinking about the order of it. The album has, we used to have a drummer, Hadley. She's awesome. And she just, you know, got hired by, you know, people who could pay her better and you know, have a more regular gig. But she played on that album. And Sean plays some electric guitar on that album, too. So, you know, it's kind of a interesting blend. So we just wanted to find ways in which that sort of they lead into each other in certain ways. So, you know, we start with kind of a fast instrumental, and then you know we want to keep it upbeat after that, and then kind of bring it down a little
bit. It's really by the middle of that album, you're kind of in a like just a very like genreless musical space.
Mm.
It's definitely like country music, but you know the songs are kind of just whatever. You know, Hadley's being very creative on drums. We're all just playing music, and then it's kind of bookended with kind of music that very genre heavy, like
it would get weird in the middle, I guess, right?
Yeah
I like it. There were a bunch of musicians that you guys reminded me of. Do you know Aztec Two-Step?
No. Do you?
No.
They're from around somewhere, like I think they're in New York. I think they met at an open mic in Boston somewhere, but they're from New York.
Right on.
Nice duo, acoustic-y, guitar-y. Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Digitally on Spotify.
Yes. Yeah, they're nice guys. I've met them a couple times. They're around.
Right on.
Older guys.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. I'm excited to check them out.
They had an album. They've been around a while.
Yeah.
They've been cooking.
Nice. They have. Still, yeah. That's their top song, right?
Good stuff. Aztec Two Step, 1975.
Oh, wow.
That's the
name
of an album.
Or no, Baking. Baking would be up there, probably at the top of there, if you're looking at their Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. When you said cooking, I was like, oh, cooking, baking. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Nice. In the studio, baking new hits.
Do you have a favorite song of yours to play live?
I like Good Golly Me, Look at This Fresh Stack of Money.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one's pretty upbeat. That's fun.
For sure. We do a cover of what's the slow, pretty one that I've been picking up?
Oh, yeah.
Must Be in a Good Place Now.
Yeah, Bobby Charles.
It's a Bobby Charles song. Yeah. And it's always like a nice, it's like one of those moments in the set where you feel like you're not working at all. Like you just kind of like get a break, but yet like the product from what I've listened to doesn't sound lazy. I usually like, I record all our sets just from my phone and I always listen back to that. Everything feels kind of so elated and nice. It feels nice and it sounds nice.
Yeah, that one feels like a deep breath for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, would you like to play another for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that one or you want to do...
Ooh. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
We do that in F, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right, tuning. Oh, do you have any... Oh, also, I'm Mellow Max. You're here listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm joined by Hound and Handler, local musician, usually a trio. Tonight, a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, yeah, so this is a Bobby Charles song called Must Be in a Good Place Now. You'll be with me still.
too unpleasant sound. Be in a good place now.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It works on the radio too.
No way.
I felt so relaxed.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was very nice. And I'll be getting you guys the recording later today, probably.
All right.
Yeah. I say that every time and then it's like today. A couple days. Yeah. Today. All right. Let's see. Is there an instrument or piece of equipment that you've acquired over the years that's kind of changed your approach to music?
Anytime anything, any piece of gear is upgraded, I think it changes your approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I got this sort of smaller body guitar maybe a little under 2 years ago. And, you know, before I used a dreadnought sized guitar, which is very much like the bluegrass sound. And this has allowed me to do a little more finger picking. And it's got just like, I don't know, a little more like separation in the notes. And it's definitely just changed my approach a little bit. Instead of kind of that hard digging in style, I think I try to play a little more smoothly with it.
Yeah. Settle into yourself a little more.
Yeah. It's funny, I get somebody at every show that says, oh man, you're playing bluegrass with a triple O guitar.
It's funny. I heard someone recently say that you'd be a triple O weenie. So
that's all I've ever wanted to be.
Harsh. Wow. Yeah.
Did they say that about me?
Yeah, they said it about Ross Kaya in
okay,
particular.
All right.
No, I think it was something someone was saying, an old curmudgeon-y music store owner. You know, I don't. I would never say that about you. All right. And neither would anyone I know.
I'll get that tattooed.
That's mean. That's bullying.
Yeah, it's just, you know, someone I met. Don't worry about it. You don't know. It goes to a different school.
My mandolin, this mandolin I got 2 years ago, and I guess it's cool because it was made in 1989, if you look in on the cover sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas this guitar was built in, like, 2020, and it's a great instrument, too, but, like, just like anything where you're getting to know the piece of wood, and like, it's nice if it's an older instrument.
Yeah, that is.
I finally got ancient.
A beautiful thing about tones in there. You know, acoustic instruments is they change as they age, and you know, the more you play it, the more it's going to kind of open up and
very
and,
much alive.
Yeah,
not quite as much as a plant is, but like,
hey, it was,
you know,
a plant
closer
at one point.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah,
just a plant.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, now, I mean, if you thought Plantasia was plant music, bluegrass, I mean, it's got plants in the name.
No one looks at it that way. Wow.
Music by plants, for plants.
Played on plants.
Yeah. You need to get all the major bluegrass media outlets to write a story on this. Bluegrass equals plants.
Yeah. All right, so outside of music, what do you guys like to do for fun?
I went to school for photography. I went to Mass Art, and so my job is I manage a photo lab. I work in a dark room, and we do mounting and framing. So that's kind of my other passion, I guess.
Yeah.
And I also make a lot of bagels.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, those
by
are
hand?
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like
nice.
Something of the Santa Claus of bagels around
yeah.
the holidays. He'll.
That's true. I
come through and deliver.
I bring half dozens to all my friends who
Yuletide joy.
You know, it's some people that I would like to buy gifts for, but just don't have the money for it. So something, you know,
sure.
Handmade feels nice.
Well, if you guys want to, you know, come back and play another time around sometime in December, maybe bring some bagels. Yeah, I wouldn't complain about that.
Have you tried Goldilocks?
Yeah.
I still haven't tried it because their hours are kind of
crazy. Their hours are crazy. Yeah. They'll just drive by it at me.
Yeah, I know. Every time I go by, they like just closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've heard they're amazing. So yeah. That's a Medford shout out.
Stuff I do outside of music is more music sometimes. I play in a couple other bands. Splendid Torch is a band I've been in for a while now, and I only say that because it used to be another band, and if you count the other band's touring and recording history, it's been around 10 years. But Splendid Torch is just a recent rebrand because our mandolin player left, and the project's actually only like a week old or something.
It's brand new.
Check out Splendid Torch. We have a little bit of a following from our own band, but we're figuring out our sound. It should be fun and experimental.
And I played, recorded an album, right?
Yep. Yes, we have a record ready. It's on the final version of the mixes, so it just needs to be mastered and time to print.
Very exciting.
Lots of music and a little bit of online chess. And sometimes I eat food.
What?
Plants?
Oh, yeah.
Gross. And so what other bands are you, or acts are you involved in?
I think there's one more I didn't mention was Poor Monroe, which is a very traditional bluegrass outfit where you do a lot of the Stanley Brothers, what we mentioned earlier, a lot of gospel music.
And you wear suits.
Yeah, we wear suits. Yeah, very fancy. Very fancy music. And it's super, it pays tribute to kind of the first generation of bluegrass. While not being a cover band, we kind of do things our own way, but just try and keep it honest.
For sure. And Ross, about you, are you involved with any other
projects? Yeah, my roommate Ben and my good friend Olivia have started a band called Bus Crush. That's like an indie rock band, which is very much outside of my guitar knowledge. So Ben's been teaching me all those chord shapes and stuff, and they got 3 singles out now, and the album's going to be out this fall.
It's good.
So I'm excited for that stuff. It's very much a change of pace for me.
Music you can grill to, right?
Yeah, it's got a very like backyard sports vibe.
Backyard sports vibe, yeah. A little wiffle ball.
Yeah, yeah. Or grilling.
Show your uncle it. He's like, I like the vibe of this.
It's not yacht rock. It's Thanksgiving rock.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's tackle football after Thanksgiving dinner. Ooh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I quit my rough and rowdy ways.
You want to play another?
Yeah,
you
ready?
No, I'm down. Yeah.
Do you want to do Good Golly Me?
Sure.
All right. This song's about getting paid and then blowing it all, which is the best thing to do when you get paid. At least it's the most exciting thing to do.
Yeah. Saving money is boring and nerdy. Oh, God. I almost broke my mandolin.
Oh. That was punishment.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Sorry, nerds.
You got me, you got this fresh tag money. Get on the hole, it burns a hole right through my pocket. I work hard so I can bring more money. I'll take this bread and bring it straight to the bank. But on my way, I'll run into my buddy Sam. She helped me move out of my previous place. I know I can pinch a few more pennies, but I'll never make enough to make it out. Why bother waiting when I've got it in my pocket? Because tomorrow it is now. I call Maddie, I say, babe, how are you doing? When was the last time that we went out on the town? We'll have to find you something new, something cute. We're gonna use up every dollar to my name.
Good God, people don't say good golly enough.
Hey, this song will bring it back, I guess.
It's like a weird thing to say, but I think it should become cool. If you hear someone say, oh golly, it's like, I don't know.
They really mean it.
But you can't really say it casually until this song came along.
Yeah, single-handedly bringing it back. Are there any other turns of phrase that you think should come back?
Oh, man. Go pound sand.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I can't really think of any.
Eat my shorts. That one should have never gone out of style.
Yeah.
Far out.
Far out's good.
Cowabunga. Absolutely.
One. Most
That's
excellent.
My final answer.
Fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. There's the bunch that it's a shame how language comes and goes, but we're always getting new things.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Yeah. You know, it's just like, I like how words can, you know, mean different things at different times in history. That's really interesting to me as well.
For sure. It's just evolution onwards and onwards. And music does the same thing. You know, it just kind of flows into the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
stuff comes back too.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Let's see. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Oh, for me, pedal steel. Pedal steel is such an interesting and beautiful instrument, but it's so complicated. And
yeah.
It's a different ball game for sure.
It's hard to imagine what is going on exactly. I don't know what's going on. But I'd say the piano, because I sit down at a piano and it's very difficult for me to be musical. Mm. But like I know like where the notes are. I know where the C and the A and the G are and all the sharps and stuff. I just can't do it. So there you go, piano.
If you can play piano, you can probably figure out
pretty
much anything.
I should probably learn drums first though, because that's probably a little. I don't know. I'm probably gonna do neither.
Well, I mean, yeah. The whole point of the question is, you know, you don't no work,
no work.
Work whatsoever.
So true.
Yeah.
Piano.
Yeah. You just know how. Yeah.
I feel like it would be a very useful one. You know.
Yeah.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Man, the first thing that comes to mind is Bill Withers' "Lovely Day." I think that's what I would like my life to feel like, but it doesn't often.
Yeah. I guess I'd answer "Keep on Rocking in the Free World" by Mr. Neil Young, because you know you hear about some of the crazy histories of this country that I've lived in for the longest time, and it makes you feel a little weird, but you got to keep going, you got to keep grinding.
Yep. You can't give up.
Yep.
And happy to be here, USA.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Oh, dude.
Sure does.
I'm in a Steve Miller Band cover band.
Oh, yeah?
No.
That'd be
from
crazy.
The show Bob's Burgers, which I watch with my girlfriend Georgia time. It's a particular funny moment.
Yeah. Great show.
Steve Miller Band cover band.
Mm-hmm. And oh, I just saw a question on here that I was like, oh, that's the next. I want to ask that one, but I seem to have lost it. I know it, because it wasn't on the list. That's what it was. So your last album was called Lies and Advice. Do you have any of either?
Oh, plenty of lies. I guess lies can also be advice.
What's
right?
a good lie, though? What's a good lie we could endorse for the Hound and Handler stand?
You're in a Steve Miller band, cover band.
That's good. Yeah, let's push that one.
I wish it was true so bad.
Hey, you can make it happen.
I could.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, the official Hound Handler lie is that Sean is in a Steve Miller band cover band. And the advice is...
keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep going. Keep going, friends. I assume everyone listening lives here in the U.S. of A.
Good old U.S. of A. Do you have any favorite fruits?
Favorite fruit? Jeez. I mean, I feel like I cook with and drink a lot of lemon juice. You know, it's not so much a fruit you eat on its own, but I feel like that one just has so many uses.
Yeah.
And it hurts so bad, too.
True.
Well, so good.
Hurts so good.
I think bananas are great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I should eat more fruit, though. That's all this stuff. I'm actually allergic to a number of fruits.
No kidding. Which
yeah.
ones?
Apples.
Oh, it's tough.
It's the skin for me. Mm. I could peel it and it would be fine, but I'm too lazy to do that.
Yeah, you kind of lose the magic that way.
Yeah, right.
Well, are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? You can try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Do you consider yourself a fruit or a nut?
I'll take 12.
That's a good question. I think I will fall into the nut category.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
I think I might be a nut.
Yeah. All right.
Help, I think I might be a nut. Anyway, we've got just about enough time. If you guys want to play another quick one.
Sure, yeah, we got a quick one. You want to do the Taj Mahal one?
Let's do the Taj Mahal one.
Taj Mahal, this is a song by Taj Mahal. He's a country blues guy. He grew up in Western Mass, so we bring it back to our Western Mass roots here.
University of Massachusetts Amherst School of Agriculture, class of 1970-something.
How do you know that?
Because he was at a reunion for the School of Agriculture. He was just there.
And why were you there?
Because Mama's got hired.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah,
okay.
And all of a sudden, my bandmates were just like, Taj Mahal's here. He was.
All right.
There.
Well, here's one of his songs.
Here's one for my friend.
She called the Katie, left me the mule to ride. She called the Katie, left me the mule to ride. Well, my baby called the Katie, left me the mule to ride. Train pulled out and I swung on behind. Crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine. Well, my baby, she's long, good God, you know my baby, she's tall. Well, my baby, she's head in the
Awesome.
Right on.
Right on. Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure having you. I'm Mellow Max. You guys are Hound and Handler. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
We're on Spotify. We got our album on there. We're on Bandcamp. We are on Instagram at hound_handler. They don't let you use an ampersand. And we'll be playing in the Northeast this fall.
Yeah, coming out. Great to be here with you, Mellow Max.
Yeah, thank you, Mellow Max.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you. And I'll be keeping an eye out. I'll hopefully make it to one of your gigs soon.
Sounds right good. On.
Awesome.
Until then.
Until then.
Good evening.
Yes, thank you very much. And wrapping things up, I got a really quick one from Gustav. This is called Book.